This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Swinging a high drive into center field, hits at the wall, it is gone! Cassis does it again! It's gone! It's into the bullpen! This game is tied!
And he swings and rips one to center field. It's high, it's deep, it's back, it's gone! Sale winds, he fires. Swing and a miss, strike three, it's over! The Red Sox have won the World Championship!
Welcome back to Playtesty. It is episode 232. This is the official Red Sox podcast of WEI. If you want to know when we're recording this, it's literally, 10:45 p.m. on the night of the rainout or like the suspended game or whatever. We had this whole awesome plan for how we were going to do our episodes this week, and the Mother Nature just completely torpedoed it. We were going to do a normal episode, and then we were going to do a Who Says No for like the day before July 4th. But since there's like been one game in three innings,
a game and a quarter.
Yeah. Since we last talked. So we're switching up the order. We're doing our first Who Says No here, but before we get going, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, rate 5 stars. You know, the drill. Find us on WEI's YouTube channel, hit the thumbs up, subscribe, you know, the drill. And on the socials at Playtesty on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. So, yeah, I mean, it's July. I mean, we weren't planning on doing the Who Says No for the Wednesday drop, but it is July, so it is definitely like appropriate for the Who Says No, first Who Says No of the season, even if it's unplanned. I've got it. So, by the way, it's just Gordo and Pat here. Mother Nature, just talking about that. So, Sammy was supposed to be here, but he is literally stuck on the tarmac. Flying back from California. He just landed, but he's just been sitting on the ground, and it was getting late, so we just rolled. He'll be on the next one. But Pat, are you ready for the first Who Says No of the season?
Oh, I'm getting excited, man. Been a while.
Yeah. So here, I put together a little intro. Joe, why don't you jump in for the intro? Here we go. You ready? Here's the little intro I drew up for the Who Says No.
I'm right now poolside in Miami.
I'm Bo Bichette. This is Who Says No on Playtesty.
Ba-da-boom!
Oh,
yeah,
there we go. Yeah, let's go.
Oh, that's a video real too. Good. There's a video too.
And I thought I was the only producer/editor around.
Oh, but
here.
That was,
dude. I got lucky. I was like, so today, I forget what. I knew we were doing a Who Says No soon. I was like, oh my god! I just realized we never sent the Bo Bichette thing to like Odyssey or even brainstormed with Joe about like what to do here. And so I was like, okay, I need to find like intense music, royalty free. So I searched royalty free music. Like that little tune right there was like the third thing I clicked on. And I was like, okay, now I need something. And so I went and searched through the old social clips from that episode. And I was like, oh, the poolside thing, of course.
Play it again. Play one more time. Miami.
I'm Bo Bichette. This is Who Says No on Playtesty.
Oh, dude, it's so good. The snippet of poolside Joe makes it so much better.
What I'm going to do, do I have, did I email it to myself? I think I did. Hold on. Let me see if I can get the video.
Well, I just want you to know while I'm editing this episode, that's going to be in a loop for me.
I'm trying to think. How did I get this? Oh, no. The audio's on my laptop. So I'm not. We'll tweet it out. I have.
Yeah, video.
I do have a video. The video doesn't necessarily do it justice. It sounds great, but I do have a video. So yeah, first who says no of the season? One more time for the boys.
I am right now poolside in Miami.
Hi, I'm Boba Shett. This is Who Says No. I'm Play Tessie.
So wait. Before we get into the Who Says No, we need, for those who might not know,
true,
how we got that audio and how this came about. So
start at the beginning this, though. Start at in beginning the beginning.
Yeah. So I want to preface, I was not here for this recording. I would have shot it down immediately. Joe did a Who Says No, and he basically proposed every Red Sox player's firstborn child for the rental Boba Shett. That was essentially the gist of it. And to be fair, that might be doing it lightly. I think it was like Franklin Arias, Password, Willier.
I've got the and someone else. We thought it had Arias. It didn't have Arias. It was here. I've actually here's the true test. Can I present my? Let's see.
Oh,
share screen.
Not so easy, huh, Gordo?
Bang! Can you see? There we
go. Okay.
There we
go. Oh there man, it's worse than I remember.
Yeah. So it's Bo Bichette for Willier Abreu, Cutter Crawford, Yoelin Cespedes, and Vaughn Grissom, and Bo Bichette's a rental. So that was the trade.
Yeah. And then...
To preface, Pat was not on the podcast. Sammy and I were on the podcast. Neither of us said we would do it, but we should have been more firm and harder on you and reworkshopped it in the moment. And we didn't. We were just like, I don't think we would do it. Like, we were too nice.
So
I
then,
still stand by Bo Bichette as a target.
So
I
then,
still stand by it.
So then after this all happens, I see it on Twitter and I'm like, they're fucking with me. There's no way this was a full podcast. So then understandably, Joe gets some heat, maybe too much on Twitter.
There was a lot of heat.
And then Joe during this is down in Miami. And he just keep. I'm poolside in Miami.
Yeah, like, I don't, he's like, you motherfuckers. Like, I'm poolside.
I don't give a fuck about you people on Twitter. I'm poolside in Miami. Hence
and
the name.
Someone called him Poolside Joe.
Yes. So Poolside Joe stuck months later. Like, I think that trade was like December. Back in like April, the Blue Jays are in town. And Rob was like, oh, I have an interview with Bo Bichette in a little bit. And I turned to Sammy and Gordo and I go, we have to see if he'll do an intro to Who Says No.
Pat's eyes bulged out of his skull when he thought of this one.
When something comes across Pat's mind, his eyes are like the cartoon that go all the way out.
It seriously is, isn't it?
So I go, we have to do it. So I go, Rob, will you introduce us to Bo Bichette afterward? He was like, yeah, sure, why? I go, I'll explain after. So we sit outside the Blue Jays dugout. Rob does his Baseball's a Boring recording with Bo Bichette. Wraps up. Bo comes out. And Rob, like, waves us to say hi or whatever. So Gordo goes up. He goes, hey, Bo, we do the Red Sox podcast for the Red Sox Radio Network. We do a segment. We were wondering if you do the intro. No bullshit. Bo Bichette.
No questions asked.
Bo just goes, yeah, man, of course. And just takes a microphone. And he goes, what am I saying? I go, just say, my name is Bo Bichette. This is Who Says No on Play Tessie. He started rehearsing before he recorded. Like, he was into it. And then we hit it, reads it. He goes, all right, great to meet you guys. Shakes a hand and off he goes. And now we have
honest jolly way, man.
And now we have this gold for the summer and the winter.
Hi, I'm Bo Bichette. This is Who Says No on Play Tessie.
Unreal. 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 What a full shout circle moment.
Bichette. You're welcome, shout guys. You're welcome.
Yeah. Shout out Joe Bichette. That's your new name. Joe Bichette. Poolside Joe Bichette.
We should also keep in mind, we're coming up on a couple weeks till I'm back in the Who Says No pool.
Brother.
Joe, we did say that Joe is going to get a chance to redeem himself. We need to wait until we're a little bit closer to the deadline and we know whether this team's going to buy or sell.
Yes.
Because I my ultimate dream here is that Joe comes up with something that the Red Sox, not like, obviously they're never going to do an exact variation of any of the trades we propose, but like, I want them to, like, if they're buyers and Joe says they should trade for this guy, I want them to actually trade for that guy. And then that would be the ultimate full circle redemption story. Poolside Joe Bichette Braverman redemption story. That would be cool.
That'd be great. So,
I mean, I'll be on a beach for that one. I'll be like beachside.
Drinking out of a coconut, Joe. Coconut Joe.
There we go.
Joe Braverman.
But it's not my deal for this one. It's you, Gordo.
It is Gordo.
I'm taking the first one of the season, and I'm having the Sox as buyers here because I think they are buyers until they're not. That's why Breslow keeps saying they're buyers. Every single freaking media outlet that he talks to, he says it. We're going to add to this team, add pieces, all that. Yet we also know, I mean, I say I'm buying and selling in this deal, in this deal that I made up, because we also know that there's an outfield surplus. Like, they're going to have to make a trade there. Masataki Yoshida, I mean, as we record this, it's Tuesday. He was supposed to play his first game today. But I mean, he's getting close to a return. I don't know what the lineup or the rotation of outfield and DH or whatever is going to look like when he's back in the mix. So once he's back in the mix, like, don't be surprised if they move quickly to open up a spot by trading one of their outfielders. And I think the hottest name on the block has been Jaren Duran. So this trade's going to involve Jaren Duran. Doesn't mean that I particularly want to trade Jaren Duran. I still think the highest ceiling that this team has is with Jaren Duran being who he was last year. But with the way Abreu and Rafaela have played, I think they've played themselves into staples with this team. And Roman Anthony is obviously this team's most valuable asset. And, you know, Jaren Duran doesn't deserve to be in these conversations for any other reason other than the fact that he's a good baseball player with a lot of team control and a ceiling that not many players in baseball have. So yeah, he's in this trade, and I think I ask for a good amount, but I'll be curious to see if you think it's enough or too much, because I feel like people have different variations of different valuations for Jaren. So I'm doing this trade, Red Sox and Braves. Jaren Duran is going to go to the Braves. Robert Murray talked about it on one of his shows, how he thinks the Braves might be the most likely suitor for a guy like Duran, young, controllable outfielder. So I'm going to send Jaren Duran to the Braves. I'm also going to send Walker Buehler to the Braves.
Okay.
Get him out of town.
Okay.
So Jaren Duran and Walker Buehler going to the Braves. And the Red Sox, Pat, I'll give you one guess for the first player involved in the deal.
Spencer Schwellenbach.
No.
AJ Smith-Schroyer.
Who did I say was my dream addition? Last time we, for our, was it our trade primer?
Did you say Sale?
Matt Olson, Pat.
Oh, Matt. Duh. Olson. Okay. I was thinking automatically as defaulting starting pitching. Okay.
So yeah, I actually don't have any major league starting pitching coming back in this trade. That doesn't mean I don't think that's a need, because it is. They're going to have to do something in that regard, get a number two kind of starting pitcher, especially if they want to contend this year and put themselves in position to be able to compete in the postseason. You're going to have another guy next to Crochet. But that's not this deal. Jaren Duran and Walker Buehler going to the Braves. Matt Olson coming back. He's got 3.5 years of control. He's making $22 million each year. He's 31 years old. Second piece coming back in the deal, Dylan Lee, the lefty reliever. He's got a 1.67 ERA this year. He's 31 years old, but he has 3.5 years of team control under like his rookie deal. So he's like a late blooming reliever. Like, we see those all the time. And the third piece, Cam Caminiti. He was the 24th overall pick in the draft last year. MLB Pipeline has them as their number 65 overall prospect, but he's got an ERA approaching 5 in his debut season this year. And Baseball America had him drop out of the top 100. So it's not like he's some stud prospect here. So yeah, the full deal here, Duran and Buehler for Matt Olson, Dylan Lee, Cam Caminiti. And this deal, I have Buehler as a negative asset. If the Braves don't have a lot of starting pitching, they do. It's just that it's all hurt. So Buehler as a short-term thing, potentially if you make the deal early to flip him, because let's be real, they just fell below the Marlins. So if they're being honest with themselves, they should sell. I'll give you my for the Red Sox. Why do you do it? You have the excess outfielder. You get the middle of the order bat that you desperately need. Matt Olson, he's got an 839 OPS this year, but a 930 OPS in June. Dylan Lee said it, 1.67 ERA, beast from the left side. The Sox have a lot. When healthy, they've got a lot of good right-handed relievers, and they've got Chapman in the closer role, which means out from the left-hand side, the guys that you can attack lefties with, it's Wilson and Bernardino. And Wilson's been good, but has shown, a few signs of wear, but they've been taking it easy on him, so we'll see how he looks. Bernardino has had a great year, but, I mean, of late, the wear has shown. I think it could be good for the Red Sox to have another lefty reliever that you trust. And then Caminiti, his greatest asset is his fastball. The Red Sox have targeted guys like that. That's why they targeted Kyle Harrison. That's why they targeted Crochet. Like, they want guys with big fastballs, and if Caminiti is going to be good, it's going to be because of that. Why do the Braves do it? They could use the young outfielder, Jaron Duran, one of the probably the best asset that's available for trade this year at the deadline. I think it's debatable. 3.5 years of control for a guy with his ceiling and his floor for that matter, because even in a bad year this year, he still has been pretty good. It's just that he's been very below our expectations. But they get that elite asset. They get younger. They reshuffle their team because, let's be real, what they've got going on, it worked for a while, but at this point, it's not working. And with Matt Olson, maybe good to get off the bus now when he's 31, because you wait a year or two, like, you're stuck there. Like, when the Red Sox get a guy like that, you're getting that guy for the next, 2.5 years, and then you're gonna figure out the last year or two. Because with big first basemen, they tend to go off or they tend to fall a little bit in their mid-30s. But the Braves could get off there. And then my thought process here is, if Buehler's a sticking point, if I'm the Red Sox, I'd be willing to remove him from the trade and just go as is. But the value-wise, if you go by the baseball trade values, dead even. The Buehler thing was, I added him in to kind of even the scales here. But I'm curious, Pat, if you had to say which side, well, fuck it. It's called Who Says No. Who Says No? Tell me, don't say both teams say yes. If someone is saying no to this trade, who is saying no?
It's the Braves. Braves said
no. Braves are saying no.
Yes. So I think Walker is, I mean, obviously a negative asset. And it, so much so, I don't even think that the Braves would take on his salary for the remaining half of the season. Once he's added in, you immediately lose some of the return. Like, I don't even think they would do Jared and Walker Buehler for Matt Olson straight up.
Really?
Yeah. That being said, I think if you do Jaron, straight up, just Jaron, Olson in one of the two, I think is a great package. I think that is something that lines up, because the Braves get off the books. They get a dynamic outfielder to pair with Acuna. Dylan Lee, like, whatever. Like, yeah, he's a valuable reliever, but at the same time, Atlanta's had no issues developing relievers or getting relievers. They got Aaron Bummer for nothing. So, he's replaceable if they wanted to go Dylan Lee. I think something like that, like the 1-for-2 lines up if the Sox take on the whole contract, which, I mean, obviously they would.
And they can afford to. I wonder why.
Yeah, exactly. But I think Walker is such a negative asset that it really dilutes the package. And you know how I stand on Jaron. Jaron's a great player. He's cheap. He's controllable for 3.5 years. I get all of it. I'm not as high as on him, and I don't think he has a crit. He's, don't get me wrong, top three asset at the deadline. That is, I don't really think you can argue that.
It's because of the control. Like,
it's the control. Like,
that's where it starts. It's but the control, and it's the ceiling.
He had
those
a,
are the two things.
Good 2023, phenomenal 24, and so far I would say like above average to just below good 2025 season. And I think there's a gamble with that, with a guy who lacks a resume.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, Pat, what do you think? Out of curiosity, what do you think Jaren Duran's OPS was in 2023? Off the top of your head, not looking. Just based off of pure memory of how you think he did that season.
823.
Wow, you were freaking nails. 828.
Okay.
You did very good, Pat. And it was at 834 last year, but obviously, I mean, he played 102 games in 23. He played 160 and 24. And it's not just about the games played. I mean, his war was basically four times higher playing like a third, 30 or so percent more games. It was the power that really was the difference. Eight home runs in 2023, 21 homers in 2024. He's got six homers in 85 games in 25. So he's basically on pace to do power wise what he did in 23. So I think it's fair to say that I think what you can count on from Duran is 250 to 270. What you can hope for Duran is 280 to 300. Like if he's in the 280 to 300, I don't think the power is where, like, I think he can be the hitter he was in 23, if not better. The power, like 24's power, like it literally came in like a 20 or 25 game stretch.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not going to sit here and say he's about to hit 20 homers again. Like, we saw Jacoby Ellsbury do it, too. He had a 30-homer season, never sniffed it again. Like, it's just not Jaren's game. And, it's basic. To me, if I'm a team that is trading for Jaren Duran, what I'm thinking to myself is, if I put this guy in center field, can he be closer to the defender that he was last year? And he's talked about how the angle off the bat in left field is different for him and, you know, maybe playing more of the position can help him there, but it's, can you get the defense closer to average and can you get him on base more so that he can steal more bases? Because he stole 34 bases last year. He's at 15 this year. So he's relatively on pace to, I mean, he's not going to get what he got last year, but he's on pace. I guess it's not as much of a drop off as one, I thought. I thought he stole more than 34.
One thing worth noting too is last year's war highly attributed to playing center field. He was in a premium defensive position. Now he's a corner outfielder. I don't even think he plays center field in Atlanta. Michael Harris is phenomenal in center field.
He would not. You're right.
So that plays a role in it.
He would be left field.
That plays a role in it. The other part is, in terms of the offensive production, Fenway is number two in park factor, meaning second best hitter's ballpark. Atlanta's dead smack in the middle, 14th. So how he translates to that is also weighing. Him playing left field obviously weighs more than playing center in 24. And then I think there's a lot of outside factors aside from his just flat out production that goes into it. And it's the same thing why Bregman was such a good fit with Boston. His swing profiled so well at Fenway, all of that. I think there's a lot of factors, and there is some risk. I agree with you. Jaren's floor is still, you know, everyday starter above average.
I think this is his floor, right? Like, he's not, like, he can't get.
Like, I don't know.
I shouldn't say this. The Jaren Duran that we've seen for the last month, I feel like, is his floor. And that's been pretty bad. I think he's hit around
220, maybe 210.
Game logs, 25. Actually, I should just pull up his June.
Yeah, just pull up June.
Splits 2025. Let's see what he did in June. Jaren Duran in June, he hit 210, 701 OPS, two home runs in 26 games. So, yeah, that's the floor, obviously. But, like, obviously there's – I mean, he had – that's his worst month. Actually, my God, his May, he had an even lower OPS in May. He had a 697 OPS in May. But as he hit 258, he just – let's see – only a couple more extra base hits. I don't know, man. But low 200s, yeah, so I feel like, is his floor for a season. Like, yeah. I don't think he's hitting below 230 in a season anytime soon.
But that's,
when his speed declines, that then you'll change things. But again, you got 3.5 years of control. I don't think the speed factor is good. Like, I see so many people, like, that's an argument to not extend the guy beyond the 3.5 years. The speed should be elite for a minimum until the last year of his rookie deal.
Because that would put him at, 31 years old? 32?
Right now, Duran is 28. He's turning 29 in September.
Okay, so it'll be 32 at the end of that.
Right, so, like, that's, like, 31, 32, that's when you can kind of... But, like, right now, next year, the year after, like, it's not a concern of mine. Like, to me, if you're a team... interested in Duran, you're attacking the ceiling. You're attacking what you saw last year. There's obvious risk. I mean, the guy has talked about his mental health struggles, and clearly that impacts him on a daily basis, playing the toughest mental sport in the world. But you saw what it was last year. Maybe getting out of the big market in Boston is something that interests you if you're acquiring Duran. Like, you should not be going after Duran if you think you're getting him up to 20 homers again. But if you think, hey, let's put him in a low pressure environment where he doesn't have to be the guy, the leader, because we've got all of these. Like, if you're the Braves, I mean, you're like, they've sucked, but they are caked with stars. Like, they've got it going on in terms of the roster on paper. So I think if you're the Red Sox, you only trade him if you get a big haul. And to be honest with you, the haul that I had coming in, like, there's no sure bet, obvious top 100 guy on there. Like, Caminiti was a first-round pick last year, but, like, he was a lower pick than James Tibbs.
Yeah.
Like, you're getting Matt Olson, who's making $22 million a year. Like, yeah, you're getting a good player there, but he's 31 years old, and he's getting paid a lot of money.
Yeah. And I think the biggest thing in terms of the return on Jaren is going to be, it's a volatile asset. Like, there is the chance that he hits 230 to 245 the next 3.5 years. There's also the chance that he hits 275 to 290, hits 15 home runs, steals 30 bags, and he's a 6 WAR player.
Let's back up to the bad scenario there. So let's say he does hit like 230 the whole time and is a below average defender, and his speed slows down and he's just not that guy. If you're the Braves, even if that is the case, yeah, like, in my deal, you took on Walker Buehler for the rest of the year. Okay, so you paid Walker Buehler like $8 million. But you got off $60 to $70 million, $70 million or so of Matt Olson. And, like, obviously Matt Olson is a good player, so it's not like it's a negative asset at all. But, like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Hold on. Oh. We've got Sammy. Oh, my God. He's in the airport. Oh, God. He just blacked.
Oh, heavens. Black. Oh, heavens.
Joe, Joe, text Sammy. Here, I'll send it in the chat, and we'll see if Sammy, if he can't hear us, he can just come in here and talk. Here. Sammy, come back. Oh, shit. He's not here. Sammy, come back and give your take. Let's see if he can do it. I don't even remember where we were. All I'm saying is even if Duran flops, like you could still take it as a positive that you freed up money from a team that hasn't been performing. And like, yeah, you lose a really good lefty reliever, you lose your first round pick from last year, but like to take a shot on Duran, like the upside is just like it's tough here because with every game Duran plays here, you're wondering, oh, like the DH spot could have been Yoshida, and Yoshida is going to give you more offensively from the DH spot than the other guy. It's like, I understand why the Red Sox, it might make sense to move on.
Okay, here we go.
Oh God. Sammy, did you get the trade? Did you get the text?
Yeah. Can you hear me first of all?
Yes,
we can hear you.
Yep.
Okay. I haven't read it yet. Do you want to just give it to me verbally?
Okay. You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. You ready for this?
Yep.
So it's Red Sox and Braves. Braves receive Jaron Duran and they take on the remainder of the season of Buehler. And then the Red Sox get Matt Olson, Dylan Lee, the lefty reliever, 1.67 ERA, 3.5 years of control with him as well. And then Cam Caminiti, their first round pick, who hasn't had that great of a start this year, not on BA's top 100 list. He's on MLB's top 100 list at 65, but based off of his start to the season, his first half, he may fall off that.
Okay, if I'm the Red Sox, I'd do that for sure. I don't know if Atlanta would part with Caminiti as well in that trade, but I mean, big picture, I don't hate it. It's basically, what is it? You said Duran and the remainder of Buehler, which is just cash, pretty much, for Olson, which is a lot of money. The only thing that concerns me is Olson's money. It's not that crazy, but it's still a good amount. Will that stop the Red Sox from spending on more big contracts in the future? I don't know. But I gentle lean towards yes from the Red Sox. I think if anyone says no, it would probably be Atlanta.
I have a question for you, Sammy. If, and Pat, answer this too. If Buehler is removed from the deal and it's Duran for the three, what is your response on the Braves side? Because Sammy, you just said if you remove Caminiti, then you're good on the Braves side. Pat, if they remove Caminiti, are you good on the Braves side? Like, would you, if you're the Braves, would you say yes to that if you remove the prospect?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. If you go to the other side, Caminiti's in the deal if you remove Buehler. So it's just Duran, 1-for-3. Who say, do the Braves do that? You guys both lean towards Braves say no to the initial deal.
I don't think Buehler is super relevant overall in that deal, just because it's half a season. It's basically just money. You play him if you want. If you're the Braves, you're as we're recording, they're tied with the Marlins or they're behind the Marlins in the standings. So like, I don't think they'd really care about Buehler. It would just be moving some money around. I doubt they would bring him back unless he looked great or something. But I don't really think including or not including Buehler changes much at all. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I think I agree. Tim, the reason I included him was because on the trade machine, I could not get the values to align because, like, I mean, they've lowered Duran's value multiple times on that thing. And I do think Duran has a lot of value. Like, we see these rentals go for these big packages, and he's got 3.5 years of control, showed how much upside he's got.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hold on. Sammy, you haven't heard the Who Says No intro yet, have you?
No, I haven't. I've been sitting on a runway for 45 minutes.
All right, you ready? You want to hear it?
Yes.
All right.
I am right now poolside in Miami.
Hi, I'm Boba Shett. This is Who Says No on Play Tessie.
That's good. I like it. Bo Bichette, baby. Friend of the program.
Friend of the program, friend of Joe Braverman. Poolside Joe Bichette. But Sammy, I'm going to let you go. Good luck to you getting home. I know you've had a day and a half of travel. So
it's been a long day.
Yeah.
Take care, boys.
Hell yeah, Sammy. We'll see you on the next show. All right, shout out Sammy for calling from where do you think he was? He was like, he looked like he was walking like underground.
Probably Logan. He's probably.
Do you think he was still at Logan? Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably going to baggage claim.
Yeah. Do you think he's calling an Uber back, or do you think he's going to try to take like all the Blue Line crap? Like that's such a
no,
pain in the
dude.
Ass,
but,
like,
Uber.
The tea this late is impossible.
Yeah, definitely an Uber.
Yeah, you got an Uber. All right. Anything final on the trade, or you ready to wrap this thing up?
Ready to go.
Yeah. Red Sox, if you're gonna buy, Matt Olson's my guy. Get yourself a bat, get yourself a starting pitcher. If they're rentals, that's okay. You can readjust in the offseason, but yeah, that's what this team needs. If they're gonna put themselves in positions to be buyers, that's where I want their heads to be pointed, but that's going to do it for episode 232 of Play Tessie. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Remember, hit that subscribe button wherever you get your podcasts. We're going to probably be doing at least one Who Says No a week leading up until the deadline.
Maybe
the right to change that.
Yeah, because we'll probably
pick it up a little bit.
We'll probably end up doing, I would imagine, at least two during the All-Star break.
Oh, true. Yeah, the All-Star break. That's prime Who Says No.
That is nothing. That is. Unless Bregman signs an extension that week.
True. Emergency Bregman pod. What did we do last year? Did we emerge like for Cora? Because that wasn't the All-Star break. That was the Rockies series. Oh, he signed the extension right before the Rockies series finale. So we just looped it into that. So I don't know. Hopefully Alex Bregman signs an extension at some point. That'd be great. Do you think you said he does over the All-Star break, right?
Yeah.
I hope you're right. I feel like this thing's going to get to the offseason. I hope it doesn't. But subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Rate 5 stars. Find us on WEI's YouTube page. Subscribe there as well. Hit the thumbs up on all of our videos, which can be found in the Play Tessie playlist. Find us on the socials at Play Tessie on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. For Pat, for Sammy making a cameo appearance, shout out to him. He's had a hell of a travel day. The weather is just awful, and it fucked up the podcast. It fucked up everyone's travel. It's fucked up everything. But for Pat, for Sammy, for Joe, it's Gordo here. For Who Says No, First, Who Says No on Play Tessie, episode 232. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.